medical information obtained from our website or the live show is not intended to be a substitute for personal care. If you have or you suspect you might have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of this radio show or their sponsors.
Good afternoon and welcome to Let's Talk Healing. I am your host, Anna. Listeners, I would first like to thank you for your time and your support. I'd also like to thank our generous sponsors. Our show today is on the importance of self-healing. This topic was actually inspired by a beautiful one-minute Atana put on this week about the need and the importance of self-healing right at this particular time. So we're going to jump into that today. But before I do, I'd also like to thank our guests that are with us, Sabre and Carol, and we will bring them on a little bit later to talk on the topic as well. Now I'd like to introduce you to the inspirational healer this show is dedicated to, Atana. You have just heard his music and you'll continue to hear his music throughout the broadcast. He is an author, a musician, master energy healer, international teacher, just to name a few things that make him special. But we're also going to chat about what his core offering is today, which is called the Atana Method. If you want to Google it, you'll be able to find it very easily, or you can look him up on atanamethod.com. And now I would like to introduce Atana himself. Hello, Atana.
Hello, wonderful Anna. Hello, wonderful beings. Everyone out there in the world, in the multidimensionality, wherever we are, thank you.
So, Atana, you led, and if anybody doesn't know what a one-minute is, Atana has them on every week. You can go there in person to his rooms in Nashville, or like me, you can listen on. And Atana, where can people find access to those one-minutes? They're just on your page, aren't they?
Yeah, it's on the easiest is on the newsletter, because on the newsletter I announce when the one-minutes are coming out, and also about the past 1 minute, people can go and sign up and basically get the recordings, or they can subscribe to the monthly 1 minute, and then they get a link if they want the recording or the live 1 minute. And it's such a powerful refresher when you have a weekly activator of the 1 minute. It does kind of keeps you on track and alive, you know.
Well, that is my experience. So when I tune in and I call in on mine, and it is like a weekly refresh, and I do my energy healing each week that I've learned from your method. But that particular offering that you provide, it is like a total reboot, and I always feel amazing. So this week there was a big focus on self-healing at this particular time. So I'd love you to just explain why you chose that particular topic this week, first of all, for the 1 minute.
Well, we are all going to major transformational shifts, and we all are at a place where it gets more and more intense, because we get into deeper layers and deeper levels of realizations and traumatic pattern clearing. So they're coming up to the surface. So how stronger these traumatic patterns are embedded in our system, and how much more they really weigh in heaviness, how much more we have to activate our self-healing to actually give them the fuel for transformation.
Right. And why is this happening at this particular time?
Well, that's a very good question. First of all, I see it as a blessing, because ultimately it helps us to release these heavier remaining karmic or traumatic experiences, so that we can live a healthier and more abundant life. I feel one of the reasons why it's happening at this point in this time is because we are going in a higher frequency in terms of our evolution, of in terms of our transformation. And because of that, we are asked to become lighter. And so our denser part, the density that we still hold in our system, has now an opportunity to be transformed and to be released.
Mm. And so you spoke quite a lot yesterday in that 1 minute about self-healing. And I know we've touched on that before in our discussions, but really that is the core of what the Atana method is. And I'd love to discuss today why self-healing is such an important thing. I'd love to dive into that, because that must be your understanding of the importance of self-healing must have been really the way why you created the Atana method, is it not?
Yes, it is a major part of it, because it's a self-empowerment. The moment your system recognizes, for example, let's say you fight off an illness or you fight off a disease, that actually strengthens your system. It's very similar, like they say, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. It's your system gets more information and gets stronger. The library of the viruses and the bacteria you're dealing with, it's like expanding. And so you get more and more used to deal with experiences that you already had, considering viruses or bacteria, or even more complexer disease patterns that you fought off. And the more you're doing it, the stronger your system gets and the less actually susceptible it gets to the diseases.
Mm. Yeah, wow.
And that's self-healing. Self-healing.
Mm. And so let's just talk about that for a minute, because I think there's a lot of people around today with chronic inflammation. There's people that have got autoimmune diseases. There seems to be a lot of people with, quite difficult conditions that are chronic. How can this sort of work be helping people?
Well, first of all, it's about the body, the system, the immune system even gets its power back. And we're recognizing how we even manifest disease patterns. Some are coming with us from past lives. Some of them we just create throughout the time that we're here on the planet. Allergies, for example, is also a condition where people don't feel safe. When you don't feel safe, continuously being exposed to environments that are not feeling safe, and that can have to do even with emotional experiences, that can create actually allergies. And so there is a deeper layer of patterning that has an impact on our health. And self-healing goes into the deeper layers, even mental self-healing, self-healing on the levels of spiritual body self-healing or healing spiritual traumata. And if you go deeper into, then it comes at the end of the list is like really the physical trauma. And you can go about that and just see how people emotionally so wounded, and they can actually start activating their self-healing process in terms of activating their emotional body, what then has an impact on their physical and even on their mental body. There is like so much to it. It's so fascinating that I, of course, wanted to go deeper and deeper into it to utilize that self-healing power on all these levels to speed up the self-healing process on all levels,
Well, I mean, there's also a tendency for us to want to say, come to you and have you rescue us as the healer, this grandmaster healer, which I understand. And there's massive benefits to seeing an Atana method practitioner as well, because I think you can clear out and go deep to a different extent sometimes. But why is it that you don't want to work that way? Why don't you want to be seen as a big mystical healer where people come to be healed? Why do you want to teach and empower people to do it themselves?
Well, that I could have done for 20 years ago, like just lay my hands on and bring super healing and bring this on in the next and the next person. But I had a significant experience that really helped me understand the deeper levels of why people actually go to these experiences. And there's some experiences, some people create diseases that medicine doesn't do nothing for it. And for some it works. And for some, even the placebo effect does wonders and transforms the pattern. So, or the disease pattern. So when I realized that we actually partially responsible how we created these diseases, that's where I realized that's where I want to be to help them transform that pattern. Because otherwise you're just putting a band-aid on it. And then they're just creating something somewhere else because they haven't really worked on their issue.
It's very true. And so this method is a method that you have come up to really empower individuals to change those patternings, not only to heal themselves, but to then impact everybody around them. Is that correct?
That's correct, because everybody that we are connected to and related to, they're basically getting their cues from us. So every friend that you have, that every closer friend that you have, they are basically relating in the way that how you are wired, because that's what they know. If you change your wiring, they basically have to relate to you in a different way. And that's why when a lot of people change their lives and become literally a self-healer, they change sometimes not just the pattern in themselves, but also the environment, even friends. I have seen so many people change like the whole friend circle.
To help your friend circles, is that what you're saying?
Well, to help and even sometimes to change. Because sometimes people are in dysfunctional relationships with their friends and they're kind of pulling them down continuously. And they kind of know it, but they feel like, well, it's friends, what you gonna do? You can actually change your life, and sometimes they really make that quantum leap too. And some of them, they can't really make it. They kind of like leave you, you know, because they cannot really relate to you anymore. I mean, just think about somebody is an alcoholic and drinks with his friends every day. Now, the guy is now saying, you know what? I don't want to be an alcoholic anymore. I'm going to get help. Let's say he goes to AA meetings. Now, you think he's going to still hang out with the drinking people that are drinking themselves unconscious? Most likely not. And sometimes it's very easy how to maintain still being with them because they go and then just say, no, thank you. But it's harder for them because the other people feel like they're now being called out with their dysfunction. And their dysfunction becomes more and more visible how healthier the other guy gets or the other person. And it's hard for dysfunction to become acceptable when you are working on self-healing. And self-healing means often also recognizing where are these dysfunctional patterns and behaviors and also changing them. And that's really where I see the most effective change. It's like when you say, look, I'm done with this pattern. I don't need this anymore. Then the minimal effect or minimal effort that you're going to do is going to help basically create change, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, it's amazing.
It's beautiful.
Well, it is beautiful, and it's an amazing offering that you've presented to so many people. So we're actually going to just take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to dive into this importance of self-healing. Stay with us, listeners. Welcome back to Let's Talk Healing. I am your host, Anna, and today we are discussing the importance of self-healing. Tana has just given us an insight into why he created the Tana method around self-healing to empower people in their healing journeys of themselves. And we have with us Carol, who is also an Atana Method practitioner. And you've got first-hand experience from all of this, Carol, and actually working with the method. I'd love to hear a little bit about your journey of self-healing with this method, if we could, please. Hello.
Hello. Thank you. I would love to share my journey. And one thing that I would like to say is, coming from somebody that me, in the beginning of my journey, I didn't feel very much. And I know that there's a lot of people out there now who are very empathic and are feeling a lot, but not everybody is. And one thing that I feel is really important to know is, when you take Atana's class, when you take the Atana Method class, and you start learning the practices of self-healing on a daily basis, what I learned is, when you do that discipline and you're working on your chakras and clearing and balancing your chakras on a daily basis, that the work is happening, that it helped me to build. I had to just trust, because I, in the beginning, I couldn't really feel my chakras having the energy work with them. I persisted and I kept doing the work, and the self-healing was happening. And that's one thing I want to say to our listeners is, when you learn this technique that Atana has, given to us, and you employ the self-healing on a daily basis, it's working. It's working, physically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, and in all dimensions. And when you keep it up, what happens over time, it's like he said, you start to notice things. You start to notice little subtle things in your environment. I had that experience with my friends shifting. The thing that is, I think, what's so cool about it is, so it shifts, but it happens so naturally, because in your self-healing, you're making the shift. And so it's one of those things where it's like, all of a sudden you realize that, oh, you haven't, I haven't done anything with that person in like 3 months, and it feels okay. You know what I mean?
And
so it's like,
yeah,
it all
absolutely
unfolds effortlessly and naturally when you're doing the work that you learn in his class, because the healing is happening energetically first, and it establishes what what it is you're healing. And so that by the time it manifests in the physical, it's just like, well, of course.
And did you, this is a personal question, but did you find that you had a lot of stuff come up initially? Like, what was your experience? Or do you still find that you have things come up now? How has that changed for you over time?
Oh, well, I still have things coming up now. As Tana likes to remind us, we're always expanding. So as you expand, there's always going to be new things that need to be transformed. So I used to say that a lot in the early days, right? Like, when am I done with this? I've worked on this for 5 weeks. I should be done now. You know, it's like, I call that like the academic model. You know, it's like, I'm studying, I'm taking a test, it should be over. And it's not that way, as he's reminded me many times over the years. You know, it's like, it's forever expanding and unfolding. And so we transform and we grow and we find something else that needs to be transformed and we grow some more. But for me, in the beginning, I would say probably, there were physical things that happened in the first couple of years. Like my body got healthier. Parasites were found and cleared. And, you know, so as I started doing the self-healing and claiming more of my body space, then I got to be the one in charge instead of having disease patterns and parasites and things like that that were there.
Mm, wow, that's pretty good. And so your body got healthier, and that would have had a huge impact in other areas of your life as well.
Yeah, well, I remember, this is a very personal story, but I'm happy to share this with people, because I remember when the nurse practitioner said, you know, I had parasites, and I went to Atana, and I'm like, I have parasites. This is awful. And he just kind of smiled, and he said, good. And I'm like, well, what do you mean good? This is not good. This is horrible. But what he meant was, it was good that I had done the healing enough that the parasites were then revealed. And so now that aspect of energy drain was being revealed to me, and once those parasites were transformed and cleared, then I could start being able to see where other areas of my life and my body where there was energy drain. So it kind of opened up that area to see, oh, well, this is where parasitically my energy is being drained.
Mm. And so tell me a little bit, please, about this self-healing, like bringing all your stuff up. As Atana says, bringing into the light, that's what you're doing to then transform and release that unhealthy pattern. Are you finding that as you're doing this, you are seeing that you're doing it on the earth as well? Because that's a big focus of Atana's work. Actually, in those 1 month every week, we're not only transforming ourselves, but the earth. Tell me a little bit about your focus on that, Carol, and the awareness you bring to that part.
Yeah, that's an interesting journey, because I see that like I do ground, which I have had an off revelations about grounding. In the beginning, when I couldn't feel very much, grounding was pretty much a word. Like, I didn't really understand it. And then the more energy work I did, the more I started to understand it a little bit better. And it unfolds in greater and greater eloquence, I think, how more energy work I do. And what I understand now is how more I work on myself, more the earth receives the benefit of it, because, you know, Mother Earth is supplying energy to me every day. And so the lighter I am, the clearer I am, then it's just like the easier it is for her to support me.
Right. So then, okay, beautiful.
Right? So then, you know, tend to other things.
Well, I mean, yeah, absolutely. And it's such an important point, because I think there's so much focus at the moment. For me, I've become just so aware of what's happening in the world, and you know, this whole was like plastic, almost plastic cities that were, you know, plastic has been such an important part of for us as a society, but now we're choking on our own waste. And I look at all of this filth that we've put into the world, and it's actually just overwhelming. That would be the word. And so this work, I feel, is really important even to help connect with that. Atana, I'd love to just hear from you for a minute just about that as well, because I'm sure a lot of people feel totally overwhelmed by what is happening on the planet.
Absolutely. And more is unfolding. So that gives us more opportunities to access our sanity and also our peace and harmony energies, so that we actually find solutions. And we're more and more confronted with the selfishness of just people wanting to want what they want, and without consideration of anything else. And it's getting to a place, and it probably has to come to a place like this. It's a learning experience, so that we understand the cause and the effect. You know, that we understand if we do choose this, or something that's healthy or dysfunctional, we're living on a planet that is round, it's going to come around. So when we have these intentions, it's nothing else. When we send energy out, it's nothing different. These energies and intentions, they are basically like a boomerang coming back, and then we can throw it as fast as we want. The faster we throw it, the faster it comes back. And that's why a lot of people are exhausted, because they're trapped in that motion, in that movement between throwing and receiving, and then throwing it right back away, and not realizing that the more we're doing this, the more we're running on adrenaline and exhaustion.
Go, Carol.
So that makes me think, you know, when we are doing our self-healing practice, we're doing self-loving. And when we're loving ourselves, we're loving Mother Earth. So the more people that are healing themselves, they're loving themselves. And so then that's going to translate into love for Mother Earth.
Very true. We're gonna have to take another quick break, but when I come back, I'd really love to dive into this word consideration, Tana, you just spoke about, because there was also very much a focus on that in the 1 month this week. A lot of people coming up that feel angry and bitter and like their voice or themselves haven't been considered. And I'd say that that's probably the way Mother Earth feels just about now too. So listeners, we're going to take a quick break and we're going to come back more with this topic on self-healing. Thank you. Welcome back to Let's Talk Healing. I'm your host, Anna, and today we are discussing the importance of self-healing. If anybody wants to know how they can actually find Atana and his work, the easiest way is just to Google him. His work is everywhere, or you can Google his website, atanamethod.com, and there you'll find access to his classes, his events, his healing sessions that you can do in person or via Skype or phone, information about his group and online trainings, his books, music, the 1 month, links to his YouTube channel, Facebook, Instagram pages, and his amazing crystal stores. So now we're going to dive back into the conversation around the importance of self-healing, and what one of the topics that Atana was talking about in his 1 month today was his consideration piece. And you mentioned that there have been a lot of people coming forward that feel angry and bitter, this real bitter bitterness that's coming to the surface for not being considered in their lives, whether it be from their childhood or from being not considered by partners. And I was just saying before we went on break that I'm sure that this non-consideration is also what is coming up through the planet. Atana, could you just speak to that for a moment, please?
Yes, the inconsiderateness or inconsideration that's related to the neglect that has been experienced in life creates a deficiency of ultimately leading to a lower self-worth or self-love image, because when we experience that we have been neglected or not being considered, we're getting used to it, and that is an automatic command to the universe that we are saying we are less than whoever neglects us or holds that power over us that's not really being delivered right. And that's something where when people are in power positions, even like parents, when you think about parents, and how often I hear that actually the children are parents, their parents, where the parent really have no clue how to take care of the child or children, And the children actually took care of the parents. What can be also a karmic issue, but ultimately, if you look at when we are in service and you feel automatically what's needed, what's required, and you know it's required, and you're not giving it what it needs, whatever that might be. It's just even if you're driving a car and your car needs an oil change, and you're creating a neglect, and you say, well, you know, maybe it's just going to drive by itself and it's going to fix itself. Or these silly sayings like, don't fix it if it ain't broken. And sometimes it's like, fix it before it breaks down, you know? And we get into a place where more and more we're trying not to do our best because our best was not being appreciated or acknowledged, or we have not really experienced how to be in the best. Because every time when we're talking about neglect, it is interfering with our self-worth. It's interfering with our self-love, and that creates bitterness. That creates like a form of anger. And if we haven't dealt with this, then it makes us feel constantly like we're being shortened by the universe or God or by other people. And that actually creates being in these positions where we are being actively neglected or not disrespected necessarily, but definitely not being fully considered.
That is a big focus of your work, I have to say, is being fully considered. Saba, I'd love to bring you in at this point as well. Hello, lovely lady.
When I get that feeling, I need self-healing. Oh, yes.
That was beautiful.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Marvin Gaye. That's really good. How are you doing?
Very well. Well, I'm really wanting to have a chat with you about this air of consideration, because you treat a lot of people as well. You see all sorts of things, and understanding that this topic today of self-healing is so important. And this piece that Atana's just launched off, the consideration piece, and how when people don't feel considered, they're bitter and angry, and how that then affects everything. I'd love you to just talk a little bit about this as well, please.
Well, I just wanted to say also, and we'll get to that in just one second, if you don't mind, happy Father's Day to the men in the world and the beautiful males that are loving us and supporting us. And Atana, you're one of them. And
thank you.
I love you so much, buddy. Thank you. I tell everybody he's like my grandmother, because you're always telling me to put my socks on. So put your socks on. So kind of like my grandma. So consideration. And this is something that has been coming up in my life, because I feel like I'm having moments of this complete joy, complete connectedness, complete ecstasy, really. And then I'll have shifts so fast with this, you know, anger and sadness, and things are really setting me off very easily. And so I started listening to what people were doing, and people are kind of like masking it. Oh, I'm fine. I'm perfect. Everything's great. And there's a point where you need to be positive, and you need to have a good mindset, and you need to have respectful thoughts and words come out about your day. But we also need to be authentic about what's happening. And Atana, when he does his beautiful healings, he's always saying, do you hear me? And he's talking to your body, and you're asking your body, do you hear me? And I think people are so sick and tired of not being heard. And the Atana method is so amazing, because that's what it is. What you do is you actually keep asking your body, do you hear me? Right? Your soul is talking to itself. Please listen to me. And then you get this grander understanding of how to hear others, because you realize you're all one and the same. And letting people be heard, but you also understanding that you can be heard now too, which is which is one of the greatest gifts you can give yourself and the people around you, is being able to hear each other. Because, you know, the Creator gave us two ears and one mouth for a reason. And I know I say that a lot, and you're probably tired of hearing it. But truly, our anatomy says, please listen more. Please, and stop talking so much, right? And I have learned to stop talking so much. And it's hard for me because I can talk to anyone forever. And it's like a family trait. And I tell you, all the things that I've learned that I wouldn't have known if I didn't be quiet, right? If I wasn't humble and shut my mouth and listened, right? People that I probably wouldn't have let into my life are now part of it because I was humbled and listened, right? Even with my husband. You know, my husband and I are two very, very vocal, strong, powerful leaders. And we have to work really hard to listen to each other. And we've been working on that for a long time. And we're doing great at it. And I don't know if we would be if it wasn't for Atana. Watching him, learning from him, just the way he goes through his life, it's been inspiring to say the least. So thank you, Atana. I know this is like,
oh,
I love you, Atana.
Thank you.
But, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Saber. And it is true. I know part of my self-healing journey, this topic of consideration is just very, you know, something that's obviously resonating with me from yesterday. But I think it's a huge piece. And I think when Atana first brought that particular word up for me to address in our own one-on-one sessions, it was like, oh, my God, yes, that's exactly what I have felt. I haven't felt considered. I haven't felt considered by my mother or my partner or whoever that is. And when I then use these self-healing practices, it does help clear it. But do you know what else it does, which I'd be interested to hear from the rest of you? It makes me very aware of how I treat other people. So when my kids are having a bit of a meltdown or something, instead of just pushing that under the carpet or saying, oh, don't be silly, or that's not important, it's made me very conscious of considering them.
That's amazing.
Of course.
Yeah. Has anybody else had that similar experience?
Yes, absolutely. I find that to be very true, Anna.
Mm.
That it does help you see, because just that concept of considering all aspects. If we're considering all aspects of ourselves and learning to love all aspects of ourselves, then it's an easy translation to do so for others.
Mm. And Atana, just going back on that, once somebody feels that they or recognizes in those sessions that they haven't been considered or they don't feel that aspects of them have been considered, how is working with a practitioner the best way to get into that initially, or do you suggest going straight to the self-healing work? What's the best thing?
Well, once you recognize it, you go. You can go either way, but you ultimately have to... You're going to have to deal with it either way. But, I mean, everybody who is recognizing it. But to recognize it, for example, just put yourself out there and see how many opportunities you attract that include an opportunity for people to neglect you or even truly, in some way or form, not consider you, and you're being surprised. It might happen that you, on the surface level, very much being considered. Somebody holds the door open, or you're going in the supermarket, somebody gives you their basket, or somebody gives you their little wagon. But, you know, when you go further, just think about the deeper layers, where you make deeper commitments, where more is involved. See there if there is really a consideration of your presence or of your intention there. If not, that gives you an opportunity to look at it and say, why did I attract this situation? Why did I create this moment, this possibility even of being not considered? And then you look at yourself sometimes and you think, look, I'm doing really everything that I need to do. Where the heck is this coming from? And then you can bypass today and you can see internally, where do I have, what experience does that resonate with that I had in the past?
Mm.
What similarities are there with the past experiences and with what I'm experiencing right now? Is this in any form related?
And that's a really important part of this work. So, you know, there are certain aspects of my own life. I went and worked with psychologists years on, right? Part of my past, things that were painful, things that were traumatic. And the difference for me is that doing this method, a lot of those very traumatic experiences can be quite quickly addressed and cleared. And sometimes you have to do it a few times. But particularly this method allows for that to happen quite effortlessly. Why is that? Why is it that this method can work so fast?
Well, ultimately, this method recognizes you as, or the person who has created this experience, as one of the most powerful components in the universe, the creator, the creational part. And it gives us an opportunity to ultimately go back to the source. When we have an interference with our source, we have to look at what is our resistance, or what does the interference look like, or where is it coming from. Once we know exactly what it is, you don't have to poke around to just cover your bases. No, you just go right to the source. You know exactly what it is, and you're going to address it right there. And when you're addressing it, it's going to be starting the transformational process, and then you're also having a better access to your source energies. Ultimately, think about it as your source and yourself. And every interference that there is, you want to transform as fast and as effective as possible, so that there's no interference between ourselves and our creative force. So we can actually receive our support from our source in the best, most effective way.
Mm. Well, on that note, we're going to have to take a really quick commercial break, but we'll come back and we will finish our discussion on self-healing. Stay with us, listeners. Great. Good work, guys. Hello, listeners, and welcome back to Let's Talk Healing. We are discussing today the importance of self-healing. And Atana, just coming off the back of that, once we are starting to clear, I guess we are wanting to bring something else in, and that's a big part of your work. Once we've cleared something out, it's about bringing something positive in. So how can people do that?
Well, think about if you clear out the inconsideration or even these deeper layers of not being fully considered and even neglected. Let's say you have still a program in you, and we clear that program. All of a sudden, guess what? You're considered by God, by the universe. You're considered by your neighbors, by your city that you're living in. And you get to the place where you ultimately can move forward to the next step, because how more consideration there is, how more you can unfold your creative purpose.
Mm. So let's talk a little bit about how we could manifest some of those beings. Can you speak a little bit about that?
Which beings?
So if we then want to be able to manifest some new things into our lives, how can we do that?
Yes. First of all, most powerful tool we have is intention. When we work on the intention, it will help ultimately to transform any interferences, and it will also help us to keep the lifeline to what it is that we want to manifest, you know?
Mm. So I just have to... Continue, sorry.
Yeah. So intention is your most powerful tool. With intention, we can direct energy into our project. Let's say you have a project And even if it seems like impossible, you just focus and you funnel the intention into this, that it would be nice, it would be lovely to have this experience, or it would be lovely to expand out into that area. It would be lovely to have another energetic or physical expansion into another part, into the world, into another city. That intention alone can help funnel this in the direction of actually manifesting it. And it's the problem that we can sometimes not even hold an intention like of a dream or a wish, because we think, well, it's impossible. Let me not even think about it. And if anybody who did any invention would have thought that way, there would be no inventions.
Very true. Right?
So the intention is one of our most powerful tools. And our intention comes from us having that dream where we feel like this is what we can contribute. This is what we can do. This is what we can call our purpose in life. And even if it sounds impossible, somebody wants to be a singer and has never sung before. Why are we thinking that's impossible? Or somebody wants to be an energy healer that was in accounting. Why should that be impossible? And we experience more and more that these lines from this caste system that mentally holds people in restrictions, where they think, well, they get a 9-to-5 job, or they have to do this. They cannot be independent because they don't trust that they're going to be taken care of. All of these programs, they are slowly fading away, because we realize that we can tap into our fullest potential. We can do about anything that we thought that our dreams were, that we actually thought, I don't know if I can even do it. But now we're realizing that so much more. Look, in the past, you had to go to an advertising agency. Now you can do your advertising literally yourself on Facebook. There's so many,
very true.
So many things that were like monopolized by companies that are now being distributed. In the past, you had to be a photographer to make a great picture. Now you use your iPhone. And you make the most amazing pictures with it, right? Mm. And so more and more, everybody is flooding. Everybody is a photographer now. Everybody can make the most amazing snapshots because it's the opportunity being at the right place at the right time. And the photographer knew exactly how to create that. But now, by chance, maybe by skill, we can make a picture, and it could be like the picture of the year. It's amazing what technology enables us to do at this point, but we get more and more bursts with all these systems that we thought in the past, well, we have to go to somebody who actually knows how to do it. Now all we need to do is read our instruction manual from our iPhone, and we figure it out. And
yeah, when it's amazing.
Right? And when you see these opportunities that we have, how we can literally expand into these different dimensions, with very little effort, you can now on your computer literally become a DJ. You can do things that were in the past like even impossible to even think about it, because first of all, who has the time for it? Now you sit in front of your TV and you watch YouTube, and you can learn to play the guitar, piano, or drumming like in a couple months.
Yeah, so that is amazing. That is absolutely amazing to consider that. Carol, I just want to hear from you. This healing work and a lot of the SID work, which we haven't really spoken much about today, which is sacred inner dialogue, is working with energies that require healing. Let's just say consideration or non-consideration again. And then it's about what Atanas is talking about here, is bringing in what we actually need or want into our lives. And we actively do that within this method. I'd love you just to touch on that quickly before the end of the show as well, if you could.
Sure. One thing that I want to bring up as the show was going on, I was feeling about the people that maybe still are having trouble believing that they are actually connected to the Creator and that they're worthy, right? And so it's one of the things that Atana loves to remind us, is that we come pre-approved. And the sacred inner dialogue, I find when somebody's doing sacred inner dialogue with me for the first time, there comes this feeling of that joy that comes from addressing an aspect and, you know, and having an awareness of a response. That seems like a simple thing, but I think that is a spark of empowerment. Like, they asked a question and they became aware of a response. And so it gets them, like Atana was saying, to start feeling like, well, maybe I can do something else. Maybe I can ask another question and get a response. Maybe I have more power or more claim to myself than I thought before. And that's what I want to tell the listeners. You do. You are pre-approved and you are worthy, and you can have that intention to claim more of power, to claim your power back and to become empowered. And you can do that with Atana's class.
Thank you, Carol. That's great. And it is a real experience. You do hear that, those answers coming back. Saba, I'd love to come to you quickly just on this particular aspect. Do you have anything to say around that, please?
I just want everyone who is, as Atana was saying, stuck in a circle of friends that they don't feel like they're being heard. They're in a relationship where they're not feeling loved. They're in a job that they do not want to be in and do not enjoy. Please, please, please start making the changes, because you will inspire others when you do. And when you gift yourself healing, you are automatically gifting the people around you the healing as well. And if that is the only thing that comes out of it, which is not, it is the most beautiful gift that you could give the world and the universe and the people around you, right? So I can't even imagine what my life would be like if I did not know how to engage in self-healing. I don't even want to think about it. It's really a no-brainer to me. This is one of those things that are non-negotiable. You have got to know how to heal yourself, or at least start to understand that you have the ability to do that, because it will change your life and the outlook that you have of life, and then you will change the world. And if we all do that together, we can change this planet so much faster and easier and smarter and enjoyable, instead of worrying and this daunting task, how are we going to get this done? We can do it this way. So please give Atana's classes a look. It's absolutely amazing. Atana is the real deal. He is one of my best friends. I love him. Again, on Father's Day, I think of you as a brother, a father, a son.
Thank you.
Yes, please, please. This man is trustworthy amongst all of the greatest healers and teachers in the world. Everyone's wanting to, you know, to touch from a book that was written 2,000 years ago and hear from these teachers. There's one here right now that you can listen to and learn from, and that's Atana. So please, please, please give it a try.
That's beautiful.
Thank you, beautiful.
Very true. And very true. You listeners, we're going to have to come off air now. But Atana, I want to give you the floor to just say goodbye to everyone and leave with some parting words, please.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, wonderful beings. First of all, don't give up on your self-healing. Whatever it is that you're dealing with, it doesn't matter, even if it's chronic and you had it for 20 years. Give yourself the opportunity and permission to transform it, to heal this, and give yourself a moment, and also allow yourself to go deeper into your family trauma and allow your family trauma to heal. Go deeper and allow your karma to heal. Give yourself permission to activate and to see yourself today in the eyes through your self-healing system. Your self-healing, when you cut yourself, is not asking you why you cut yourself. It just starts healing. See yourself to this compassionate point of view where your system just starts to heal itself. Unleash the self-healing on yourself and on the planet. Unleash that self-healing potential and that self-healing power and see what's going to happen.
Thank you. Thank you, Atana. Thank you, Carol. Thank you, Saber. Thank you to all of our listeners here today, and thank you to our sponsors. We will speak to you next week. Have a great week.
Thank you, wonderful beings. I love you.